Sister Heart, look, that's a teacher.
Mr. Heart, I'm James Callahan.
Glad to meet you. You're from Berkeley, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
You must be tired from your trip.
Not at all, not at all. The children were just telling me all about Weed Patch School.
Yes.
Do children from the town attend the school?
No, just the children from Weed Patch Camp.
The school is theirs. We built it so they could have a chance.
Every day a family would come to me with a tale of being treated like they were just dirt. Everywhere they went, people called them stupid, dumb, ignorant, okey, an endless stream of taunts and jeers. At least poor migrants added misery to their tears. What happens to you when you're treated like that? No one to help you, nowhere to turn. I'd seen enough, enough's enough. These immigrants needed a place where they could learn. At first it's a notion, a thought in your head. Then you say it out loud and your thoughts turn to words. There's power in words. As people start to listen and working together, that notion becomes something real. With their own hands, they built this school. Always someone saying things can't be done and warning you not to waste your time and telling you that's a dumb idea. Don't listen to their talk. Don't pay them any. Scrounge around, you need all kinds of stuff. You gather everything you have, you have to find enough.
What kind of stuff?
What kind of stuff? A beaten up old tractor, a bushel full of pears, a rooster and some chickens, and orange crates for chairs. 140 textbooks, a box of bats and balls,
swimming pool.
We dug it up.